This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare at the state capitol, where Avondale Democratic State Representative Carla Drenner has just introduced a bill to eliminate discrimination based on sexual orientation in state government employment. It does not cover private employers. Representative Drenner joins us right now. Welcome. Good to have you.
Hi, Dennis. Thanks for the opportunity to talk to you today.
Why not cover private employers, first of all, if you're going to go ahead and say the state as an employer should not discriminate based on sexual orientation? Why not go farther?
Personally, I don't believe that the state should be telling private employers exactly how to run their business. However, I do believe that the state should intervene on the state's behalf and treat its state employees with equal treatment under the law. Many companies out in Georgia right now have already, in fact, I think the list is well over 100, have already enacted non-discrimination policies within their company as a whole, and said that, you know, that say that based upon sexual orientation, that their employees won't be discriminated against.
Someone looking at the bill might say, it may be a bit of a catch-22, but Georgia has in place a constitutional amendment prohibiting gay marriage. So how does the state then decide who might be able to, say, receive state benefits, for instance, if the partners aren't married? As I said, it may be a catch-22, but it may be a question that comes up.
To link this bill to same-sex marriage is not what the bill is about. The bill is about fair practices in employment. That's it. It's not employment benefits. It's not same-sex marriage. It's a leap to say that this bill has anything to do with any of those other issues. It is unequivocally only about employment practices, only, not same-sex marriage.
So by employment practices, we're talking about hiring, promotion, but not benefits. Is that right?
But not benefits, right. Hiring and firing. That's it. Not benefits.
Is it kept that simple in order to give it a chance of passage?
Well, yes, I believe that's true. It is kept simple because when it comes to this particular issue, sexual orientation, of course, as you know, Dennis, is very contentious in this state and in, you know, lots of other states. And this is this bill is to begin the conversation more than anything about equal treatment under the law for sexual orientation.
Have you heard from folks in the community who have said, look, why not go a little farther and cover benefits as well?
No, actually, I haven't. But what I have heard from a statewide poll is that 79% of Georgians believe that people, based upon their sexual orientation, should be treated equally under the law. For Republicans, what I have seen from polling data is that last year was at 60%. Acceptability for equal treatment under the law. Now it's at 77% equal treatment under the law. So clearly to me, the state of Georgia is moving forward towards accepting sexual orientation as a protected class under Title VII.
Will you have the votes, do you think, to get it through?
I don't know about votes to passage. You know, this is a incremental step for me and for the General Assembly to actually have a dialogue about the importance of protecting not just you, Dennis, but me. You know, I've been open about my sexual orientation from the first day that I came here. I didn't do that to get special treatment. I did that to get equal treatment, and this is the second time I've introduced a bill of this sort. It's not been my banner issue. It's not my banner issue right now. However, what it is an issue that I believe is principally based, that liberty and justice should pertain to all of us, not just some of us.
Avondale Democratic State Representative Carla Drenner, who has introduced a bill to ban discrimination in state government hiring based on sexual orientation. Representative Droner, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis. I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you today.